The World Bank has come out with predictions for economic growth for some of the world's largest economies. One of those is China, now the second largest economy in the world, second only to the United States. Daybreak Asia's Ira Melman spoke about what the World Bank experts said about China.
They say that economic growth is going to slow down to about 7.4% this year and slow a bit more than that to 7.2% next year. China is blessed with a pretty strong economy. They're slowing down to a growth rate that most countries would love to have.
So what does this mean for the rest of Asia, first of all, and for the entire world, China being the second largest economy on the globe?
Well, they buy a lot of things from a lot of people, and they sell an amazing amount of things to a lot of people. So when their economy slows down, it slows down demand from them, and that could slow down growth in their trading partners.
China is not the only major economy in Asia. We can go to South Asia, where India is on the move as well, right?
Indeed. A new World Bank report out today says that India is actually speeding up a little bit, growing at about 6% even, which is up a bit from what's going on today. This year they're growing at about 5.4%. Next year they'll grow about 6%, and after that they'll speed up a little bit, according to the World Bank. And that's because they're making some reforms. They're making it a little easier for outsiders to invest. They're working on their infrastructure. A lot of work to do, but they're making some progress.
Where do both nations comparatively leave the United States as far as a world economic power is concerned?
The United States has an economy that's much larger than China's, and the income per capita in the United States is still much, much larger than in China. But China's growing very, very fast and has been for decades, and they're making history just about every day.
VOA economics correspondent Jim Randall speaking with Daybreak Asia's Ira Melman.